If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great-looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome to today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and if you have not done so, hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And if you love what we do here at the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, please go ahead and give us a rating and review wherever you're streaming this episode from. Your reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. So go ahead and give us a rating and a review. I would greatly appreciate it. Welcome back to the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 6, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Now, in today's episode, we will be covering our third and final sub-pillar of our second pillar for the Rise Up 7 Pillar for Success series. Now, on last week's episode, we dove into the subject of parenting and family, and how our actions could possibly impact our children's future, and most importantly, their development. We also covered a list of key items of parental behavior that possibly shapes the youth of today into the adults for tomorrow. We also talked about the stages in which our children grow, and how our role as parents develops in time. If you're a mom and dad, I would highly, highly recommend checking out this episode. Again, that's episode 5 with parenting and family. So you can go ahead and stream that on our website or any streaming directories. It's available and I highly, highly, highly recommend it. So last week, Amanda from Lincoln, Nebraska, one of our dedicated listeners, as she states in her letter here, wrote into the show. And she said, and I quote, "I really enjoyed last week's show. I feel parents should take a step back and realize that every little step they take, their children will likely follow. I'm so happy that you shared this subject, and I look forward to many more shows to come." So thank you so much, Amanda, for writing into the show and sharing your kind words. And you know, absolutely right. I mean, children are little sponges. As parents, we create the environment that our children are raised in. What we see, what we do, our children will take in the environment around them. And most importantly, that environment is controlled and created by the parent. I would also like to take this moment to announce that I will be handing out $25 Amazon gift cards on each and every episode. All you need to do in order to get into this drawing is simply share our episode. Just share it on your Facebook page or on your Instagram. And my tag handle on Instagram is the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. No spaces, no hyphenates, nothing special, just straight across the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Tag me in it and share it on your Instagram page or on your Facebook page. We only grow when you share our content and share it with your friends and family. So again, all you need to do is share our episode on your Facebook page and Instagram. And then what I'll do is I'll get a notification. I will put your name in a drawing and then I will draw a name out live on the next episode. And I will let you know how you can claim that $25 Amazon gift card. So I really appreciate you guys, and we're just trying to crank up those numbers and to help build our audience. So I appreciate all your guys' help and support and love. So I gotta ask, what is love? Don't tell me, baby, don't hurt me. Because we've all been there. We've all been hurt before. Now, you might have told yourself that I am done with the heartbreak. I just want to find that one. I want to find Prince Charming. Or you want to find your Ms. Everything. Whatever you want to call it. But you are done playing the game and you just want to find love. So we have to ask these questions. What makes love last? Is there such a thing called true love anymore in today's climate? And if so, how do you make it work? Or more importantly, how do you make it last for a lifetime? Because we see it over and over again. Relationships going through so many trials and yet they fail. But why? What could that one individual do differently? What could of the couple could have done differently? So today, that is what we're going to be focusing on. First, we're going to be looking at what individuals could do to improve their partnership. So what can you do to make your Miss or Mr. happy? What could couples do collectively, together? So what could you and your spouse or a significant other or life partner, however you perceive it, do together to make your partnership last? And finally, and I think this is a big one, and we will definitely cover it, how do you avoid conflict? How do you avoid the messy breakup? We've all been there. So, those are the three subjects we will be covering today. So, let's go ahead and dive in to you as the individual. What are you doing today to drive your partnership for success? Now, I came up with a list, done some research, and I came up with 4 key items that will help you to improve on your relationship. So first and foremost, let's think within the terms of a team, a partnership. So we went from trying to figure out what we want to do as individuals when we were single. We came and we gone, we did this, we did that, we did whatever we wanted to because we were single. But now when we move into a partnership, we have to take our partner's feelings in consideration. We have to include them. Keep it simple. You know, second of all, be generous. Now, a lot of people, now you think generous is, it's a pretty simple term, but honestly, showing that you are generous and that you're willing to help out your partner when they are in need, or just going the extra mile, says so much more about your character. So for an example, if your partner decided to cook dinner, say, "Hey dear, you cooked, I clean." Or say for example, if your partner wants to go to the store but they're exhausted, you could go to the store for them, or you can say, "Hey, let me drive. Let's do this together." Any way to show generosity, that is a major driving factor. Now, on the flip side of it, showing that you're grateful. So gratefulness goes the extra mile. Say, for example, if you did cook and your partner decided to clean up, acknowledge and say, "Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I really love you. I really care for your actions. Your actions speaks louder than words." So gratefulness followed up with generosity. It's such a beautiful language in any successful couple. And finally, pray. Now this might seem like an odd thing to include, but you know, we don't live perfect lives. Now, if your partner is going through maybe a terrible week at work, or they're going through some hardship, maybe with a family member, you know, there's nothing wrong was saying a prayer for that partner of yours. It helps show that you are interested and that you care for your partner and their well-being. So again, think within terms of a team, in a partnership. Include your partner. Be generous. Show generosity. Show gratitude, thanking them. And then finally, praying for your partner. Being there for your partner. And include them in everything that you do and show them that you love them and you appreciate them. So relationships, collectively, are like partnerships. In business, you can operate as a sole proprietor or you can run as a partnership. A partnership is an entity that a group or a couple business professionals work together to achieve a common goal. So like in our relationships, our common goal is to find happiness, to find success, and yes, most importantly, to find love. Now, I have compiled a small list of things that I feel is very essential for partners to work together on. First and foremost, let's not underestimate communication. Being able to communicate on a daily basis, even like, I'm going to be honest with you, my girlfriend, she lives a state and a half away right now, and we are constantly in communication. Rather if it's through text or calling each other, or we even video call each other a couple times out of the week. So, I mean, communication's got to be there. It doesn't matter if they're a state away or they're right next to you. If you're not communicating with your partner, then it makes it very difficult for the partnership to thrive at its best. While we're on the subject of communication, talking about your relationship makes a big difference. Looking at your relationship, talking about the things you've done and things that you'd like to do. So this is kind of an interesting piece because like my girlfriend and I, we've been talking about, we did actually a summer bucket list. And we were talking about maybe creating a bucket list for every season once she gets situated here in Iowa. So we're very excited about that. But talking about a relationship and then getting excited about a relationship because we're creating common goals and objectives that we can both be excited about. So things like that definitely sets your relationship apart from others. Respond to each other. Now, a lot of people feel that this is probably a challenging piece, but honestly, being able to respond to each other's feelings. Now, this is key. If your partner is going through a bad day, how do you respond to a text message that says, "I hate this. I'm so tired of this." You know, how do you respond to that? Do you say, "Oh, I'm sorry," or do you go on and, you know, maybe become defensive? Or, I mean, how do you answer that? You know, being able to respond to your partner in a form that's reassuring them that you're there and that you love them. Because honestly, like for me, if I'm feeling down, I always, always reach out to my girlfriend because that's how it should be. And me, I don't feel that I'm being judged. If you're in a relationship that you fear on being judged and you got to be careful of what you say and you're walking on eggshells, that area needs to be revalidated for sure. Another thing too, I think honestly, like my girlfriend and I, we hit it out of the park. Humor, having fun, laughing, making jokes. You know, life is serious. And honestly, it can be a real headache sometimes. But when you two are together, have fun, make jokes, make each other laugh. I think honestly, that's a key thing right here is being able to enjoy each other and each other's presence. If you can't make each other laugh and joke and have fun, I feel that there might be an issue there. So if you're with your partner and he or she can make you laugh, and, you know, I mean, even when you're at work and they're not there and all you can think of is what she or he said last night and you start laughing, I mean, that's an amazing feeling. So making each other laugh and instill a common sense of humor in your relationship, it's priceless. It separates that relationship from so many others. And then finally, do fun things together. Now, like I was talking about earlier about setting up like a bucket list, this is what my girlfriend and I were talking about. You know, setting up a bucket list or setting up things to do at least maybe once a month, go do something or maybe go on a picnic. It doesn't have to be materialistic, people. You know, it could be going on walks. It could be going to family events, picnics. Just whatever you have. Now, a couple things that, like I said, my girlfriend and I, we did over the summer because of this whole COVID-19 situation, when everybody was kind of being quarantined and everyone was kind of in self-lockdown. One thing we did was we went to a drive-in movie theater. It was like an hour and a half away from the Iowa City area here, but it was so amazing. Now, she's been to a drive-in movie. I haven't. So it was a new experience for me, and I absolutely loved it. And you know why? Not just because I've never been to a drive-in movie, which, again, you know, that was an incredible experience, but I was able to enjoy that experience with someone that I truly, truly love. And what an amazing thing to experience, to have such an amazing time with someone that you really love. And we were both equally excited about it. Again, there's just so many things. We even did wine tasting here, and it was great. You know, we tried different kinds of wines, and they had the stone pizza where they don't bake it in an oven, but, you know, it was cooked in a stone cooker. I am losing my words here. I'm sorry. But it was really awesome. And the view, oh my God, the view of the winery was amazing too. So again, you know, it's all about making a list, things that you and your partner can do that you can both equally be excited. Because again, you know, you can get in a relationship and you can kind of get tied into the day and day of working, and, you know, if you have children, you know, being there for your kids and cleaning up messes and blah, blah, blah. But you need to make time for your partner and especially for yourself. You deserve it. You and your partner deserves a time alone to be each other and to be with each other. And that will help levitate your relationship. And I think, honestly, a lot of relationships, they get in a rut, and that's how they fall apart, is because they never make time for each other. Hey everyone, real quick here. If you're a small business owner, rather if you manage a dentist office, a chiropractor firm, a law office, or if you're even a fellow podcaster like myself and you're looking for a way to broaden your audience to attract more clients, Facebook currently has well over 2.6 billion active users as of early 2020. And to help drive these users to your company, we are working with Facebook with their ad campaign manager to help small and medium-sized businesses like yours to leverage this amazing tool to help grow their business. If you're looking for a way to drive more traffic to your business and to help build a strong customer base at the fraction of the cost, please contact us today so that we can set up a marketing ad campaign for your organization. Contact us today by emailing the show on our Facebook page, and let's work together today to build a more profitable business for you tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and get you back to the show. In this segment, all I can think of is that song, Kung Fu Fighting. And in this case, I hope that we don't get to that point in our relationships. And now that I have that jingle in your mind, and I'm sorry for that, but, you know, it's kind of catchy. I mean, let's be honest. There is a time in a relationship that conflict will arise. There is not a single relationship that I know of that does not have any sort of a conflict that will arise. And that's just all a part about life. But with conflict comes resolution. We need to understand that sometimes we're not right, or we need to understand that sometimes we have to say, hey, I'm sorry, or you're right, I was wrong. Swallow the ego. Kick it out of the way, because you know what? Your ego gets in the way of your pride. Again, we're not a sole proprietorship. We're in a partnership. We are equals. And when we are equals, we have to put our viewpoints, our pettiness to the side. So on this segment, we're going to be talking about some things that we can do to avoid breakups. So first and foremost, let's talk about the major one, conflict. Now, conflict, again, will arise in every relationship. I can't think of a relationship that does not have any sort of conflict. But again, it's about how you manage your conflict. How what you say, what you do. Do you come at it with a sense of anger? Do you come at it with a sense of, you know what, you're right, this isn't working, let's figure something else out. Working together, switching the I into we as a team. We need to work together. We need to figure out how to figure this out. We need to work collaboratively together to figure out this issue so we can be successful. There's no more I, there's always just the we in every relationship. So look at ways to understand and to resolve conflict collectively. Again, there's going to be some agreeing, there's going to be some disagreeing, and there's even going to be some apologizing along the way. But that's all a part of life. That's all a part about managing your relationship and managing conflict. So that brings me to my second key item, forgive. Now, you got to understand, we're not perfect. We're only human. Ain't no one I know that can walk on water. But when someone does something wrong, we need to let go and say, you know, I know you're upset and you did wrong. I forgive you. Let's move on. Being an adult about the situation, again, understand that no one's perfect. People's going to make mistakes. Now, I do want to make a comment here as far as forgiveness. When you forgive over and over and over again, action speaks louder than words. Consistency on what the issue is. If your partner is asking for forgiveness over and over and over again, especially if it's the same thing over and over again, we need to re-examine that. What is going on? You know, usually it might not be good, but you know, I mean, you can only make so many of the same mistakes. Now, the third item I really want to address here is sacrifice. Yes, I said it. In a lot of relationships, it's my way or the highway. And I hate that. Because again, we are not in a sole proprietor. We are in a partnership where it's equal. Everyone should be sacrificing something in order to commit to the relationship. Now again, it could be a lot of different things. It could be time. It could be money. It could be a lot of other things. But if you're truly in love with that individual and that individual is going to be there and they're going to better your quality of life as well, sacrifice is just a part of life. And a lot of people, they're like, whoa, I don't want to give that up. But it's not really fair when the other partner is giving while the other one is just taking either. Now, when was it the last time you had something that was due or you needed help with something? Maybe assembling a piece of furniture. Quick story here. The desk that I'm using here in my home office that has my computer, my microphone, my keyboard, just everything that has to do with my podcast. The desk, my girlfriend and I worked together to put together. Now, again, you know, I mean, looking at the desk when we got it, I said, I'm definitely going to need some help. And my girlfriend was like, well, absolutely, I can help you out. And we worked together as a team, and we got it together. And it's a good, sturdy desk, and it's something that we did together. So that's one thing I want to point out, which is the fourth item on this list, is helping one another out. The thing is, is when you take time out of your schedule to help complete tasks, achieve goals, or manage their time, it often helps the other partner out, and it shows a sense of love and caring. So for an example, if your partner is cooking, again, we used this example earlier, and they had a long day, they were cooking, and dinner was served, and they're like, I'm just so tired. Hey, you know what? You worked your butt off. Dinner was great. Go sit down, relax. I'll put away dishes. I'll clean up this mess. Helping each other out helps balance that, and it makes great chemistry in your partnership. So you might be having a bad day, and we've all been there. It's been a headache. Yeah, maybe it was someone at work that said something, or your boss is just being a complete a-hole. Or say, for example, you came out and your tire was flat and your spouse had to come pick you up from work. So many possibilities. So much stress. Now, the one thing I do want to elaborate here is alleviate each other's stress. Rather, if it is anything like I talked about, work, financial, family drama, my God, yeah, family drama, it's sometimes you just need to be able to talk to someone. And isn't it great to have your partner available there to say, hey, you know what? This is what my mom said. This is what my Uncle Dan said. And they're into it. And I'm kind of pinched in the middle. And just being that part, just being a listener and just being a coach, just being there and say, I understand, honey. I understand. And just being there for emotional support. So alleviate some of that stress. Now, couples who can respond to each other's stress in a way that is soothing rather than a way that just accelerates the situation, because I've seen it and it's not good. Especially when your spouse is upset and they, you know, they may seem like they're coming at you, but they're venting towards you. And obviously, if you say, well, that's not my problem, or I don't, that's a big one, I don't care, that would set anybody off. Because I'm supposed to be able to come to you and, you know, just listen to me, because I'm having such an emotional crisis here. I just want to be heard. Hear me out. So levitate each other's stress and make it where you guys can both cope with each other, because your safe haven should be your partner. So we covered quite a bit of information today. Again, let's go ahead and recap. What can you do to improve on your partnership? What can you do to make things better? What can couples do to improve their partnership? So what are some things that you and your partner can do to enhance and to better your relationship with one another? And finally, how to avoid conflict and breakup. Because let's be honest, with conflict and breakup, if you can manage conflict, if you can forgive, if you can sacrifice, if you can help one another out, if you can alleviate stress from one another in a way that you're not belittling each other or idolizing others in place of your partner, I feel that those practices in place can help alleviate any stress or any chance for your relationship to fall into an early grave. So what I would love for everybody to do is, when you get an opportunity, sit down with your significant other, pen and paper in front of you guys, and start writing down things that you guys can do to enhance your relationship. Again, you can use any of the material that was presented on the show, or maybe your spouse and yourself can come up with some new things, and that'd be great. And I would love to hear it again right into the show, and I would love to share it on next week's episode. But go ahead and take some time, some one-on-one time away from the chaos. Maybe put the kids to bed early. Maybe go out on a date night and just sit there and talk amongst each other. Hey, hon, how are you doing? How was your day? How's everything at work? You know, and talk about your relationship, talk about your goals, talk about things that excite you about your partner. What is he doing to make you feel more complete? What is she doing to make you feel more at ease? Because again, life is complicated. Life can be difficult, and most importantly, life can be challenging. But when we have a steady partner on our side, it makes things so much easier. So I want to encourage you guys to, and this might be some homework for you, just sit down with your partner and just talk out a list of things. And then maybe come up with a bucket list. And like I said, some things that my girlfriend and I did, and we just absolutely loved our summer. So, and I hope I can encourage you guys to do the same. So, and also at this time, I do want to re-elaborate the $25 gift card that I'm giving out at the end of every single episode. So, at the end of this episode here, go ahead and share today's episode again on Facebook or Instagram. Again, my tag handle on Instagram is The Rise Up Motivational Podcast. Nothing capitalized, no spaces, no hyphenates, nothing fancy like that. Just search The Rise Up Motivational Podcast, and you can do the same thing on Facebook. Just share our episode with your friends and family, and your name will go into a drawing. And then next week's episode, I will draw a name, and I will announce that winner. And then I'll explain how you can claim your $25 Amazon gift card. Again, we can only grow. We can only grow when you share our material. And again, you know, if you know someone that needs to hear this message or can benefit from it, please help us to grow and move, just move our audience up. So, well, that's all the time I have today on today's episode. Again, if you love what you heard, please share it with your friends and family on Facebook, Instagram. Again, that will get you in the drawing for the $25 gift card. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of every single episode to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys, and I appreciate all you guys do. And I will see you over the next episode in episode 7. Take care.